Blog Talk Radio.
Shocking, but okay. So there's some things we was waiting on last night that didn't happen. Instead, kind of happened. Well, it didn't kind of happen, but somewhat happened tonight. But I guess with the retribution. I guess I just want to find out who they are and finally get that out the way. Let's see. we're going to start out with wrestling news in a bit, but before y'all two leave me, so how do y'all think about the pay-per-view?
I would say this. Rey Mysterio's son.
For Dominic?
Yep. Proved that he has talent. And you know what? It's nice to actually see. And I know we've spoken before about how there are a lot of wrestlers who come into the business who
right.
But in this case, he shows that he can hold his own. So in leading up to the
I didn't get that prediction right at the ending, but everybody else knew that, and I kind of had that feeling that the ending, it was coming.
Yeah.
That it was going to happen. it's like they're trying to treat him like Brock Lesnar, which I know some news we're going to get to that in a bit, but it's like, are they, because we don't know where he's going to go. Is he like actually going heel, or is he staying face, or what's the case may be? It still leaves our questions
with
on.
Roman Reigns?
Yeah.
He's definitely gone heel. Just purely based on how he entered the match last night and how he didn't want to sign anything and then came in at the last minute. His whole attitude, they've definitely got him on that heel turn. Whether it could last or that heel turn is a whole different story.
Right.
Because, as you know, they tried that once before and it didn't work quite as well as they had hoped. Let's be perfectly frank about it.
Right.
I think they could do almost like a Brock Lesnar type thing by having Paul Heyman manage him. And that might be good because Roman Reigns does not have the gift of the gab. And let's be honest, a lot of times when you're a heel, you've got to be able to trash talk.
Right.
And there's only so many times we can hear Roman Reigns come out and say, your mama, before it gets, you know, like, your mama what, dude? Do you know what I mean? And I'm not saying he says that, but, and I think, you know, it's time to see a different side of him and see which side works the best. But I do feel that entire pay-per-view was built up around his return. I really do. And I know people are saying, and you mentioned it, but well, they had that match ages ago and all this, like, you know, the pay-per-view was set up ages ago. Well, how long have we had quarantine for?
Since March?
Yeah, end of February, beginning of March. The only reason why he hasn't wrestled is because of COVID, which we understand. You know, when you battle leukemia and stuff, you want to stay away.
Right.
From people. I get that. But it's like almost to be like he says, well, I'll come back if you do this, this, and this. And he wanted to make a big entrance, which he did at SummerSlam. And
right.
Then it was like almost as though to me this one was made for him to, you know, carry on with. Oh, I don't want
to answer this. Oh, I thought that was somebody else. But,
no, it's not my son.
Oh, okay. But, with the, it's like, I guess everybody been, I ain't gonna say everybody, I say almost everybody was pushing for this heel turn for Roman Reigns. So if that's the case, they got their wish.
Right.
And I guess they'll see how it goes and see how people respond. And I guess we'll find out this Friday on what the hat's about it and all that good stuff. So we will see. So I know we're going to talk more about the pay-per-view later on. Where we're just going to get to the news. And as I mentioned about Brock Lesnar, and they have mentioned it to me. So I'm just going to read up on.
That's that season?
Yeah.
This one is Chicken Little Maggie.
See, they go for that. Very lame. that's crazy, but we're gonna do the news in a bit, but we'll be right back. to talk about a little bit of news about the Brock Lesnar situation, which they did. It was both Hazel and Mike had told me about. So, Mike Johnson of PW Insider is reporting that Brock Lesnar is currently a free agent after his WWE contract expired, as he was not able to come to terms with the company on a new deal. Johnson noted that while the two sides have been working on a new deal, they have hit it in passing and have paused discussions. Johnson added that Lesnar is free to work for other wrestling promotions such as AEW or return to the UFC. There was speculation about Lesnar's status with WWE when he missed his first SummerSlam pay-per-view since returning to the company in 2012. Speculations about Lesnar continued earlier today when all his merchandise was pulled from WWE's shop. So, yeah, he's a free agent, so... Yeah. Right, but yeah, they pulled it. But crazy enough, yep, is a free agent, and I guess he can do whatever he wants. So, what you guys would like to see Brock do, like? Want to see him at AEW, or would you want to see him back at UFC or MS or wherever he may be, or BW? So let me know in the chat here, on the chat room on Twitch, and you can also just post on something on Wrestling Fan Speak Out's Facebook page. Go and check that out and see if what y'all think about where y'all think he should go as well. But anyways, see this more news. Marlo Rinaldo is in WWE. Damn Ezra, of course, for F4W line. Marlo Rinaldo is partnered with Desmond Goods. As well as NXT. Ronaldo was in British Columbia because of the hospitalized. Ronaldo issued a statement regarding his departure. I appreciate the opportunity, and I have realized my childhood and working on sports teams, and I wish WWE in the future. Now I want to direct my focus and devote my time to my other projects and to my mental health, charitable activities, and the well-being of my mother and myself. So let's see. There's more to. Let's see. PWInsider.com that Ronaldo finished with the company at some point over the last several weeks, with one source believing departure happened shortly after TakeOver 30. Johnson added Ronaldo had been independent contractor, which allowed him to work for Combat Sports Organization while being part of the NXT brand. And WWE officially did confirm that departure too. Wow. Renee Young leaving. Brock Lesnar is going, and also with Marlo being gone too. I guess that'd be interesting to see, like, if where does go on for NXT. I know some names. I saw the names earlier, but I'm going to tell you. Let's see. Josh Briggs, Anthony Green. To look at something right quick. Chris, you heard about that. What do you ask for Naomi and Alexa Bliss? Naomi did not appear at SmackDown first, but there are reportedly plans for her push. The social media outrage towards how Naomi has been used loud and clear. There are plans to push her in a stronger manner as well in the weeks ahead as well. The appears that Alexa Bliss is in the process of turning heel after being WWE is teasing that Alexa turned her back on Nikki during the segment. We got the video. Let's see what else. See what else. Oh, yeah. Oh, Christmas? Oh, that's cool. Well, at least it ain't like next year. At least they're gonna, you know, start with the new year and stuff. Let me start by the end of the year.
They're only going to have an indie crowd, though. It's going to be 50 tops because of social distancing and stuff.
Right.
So, and masks are going to be the way. I offer to make a mask that they tell me what color that they can sell. If we got free entry.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was.
I don't think so. Let's see. I'm trying to read if there's anything else before we move on. Oh, yeah. I forgot about them. No, take them all. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Austin Theory thing there. Although y'all probably saw him last week on NXT, although I didn't, but apparently y'all did. So I guess he's going back down to NXT instead of being back on Raw, teaming up with Seth and Murphy. Which I think it was kind of a shame because it's like Seth needs like another person. Like he did have AOP, but it's like what happened with the what happened with them and what's going on with them? They didn't leave any, hasn't been any news or anything like that. So let's see. Which I know AEW started it. They're gonna start this week. But let some man come in my show. Like they sell, like selling. Selling tickets for like 10 seconds right, and plus for this Saturday's All Out pay per view. Let's see. Starting at $35 and for the pay per view is starts at $50. So I'm glad they're letting some fans like to go in and stuff and like keeping the social distance and whatever. So at least they're doing something. Oh, crap. But that's good that they, you know, letting some people come in, you know, and get washed. I think that's all we're just going to leave. So we're going to hurry up and do the results from these matches that happened. I didn't watch Impact again, so I apologize about that because other things going on. It's going to be hard to watch tomorrow while I'm trying to watch back and forth that, and also NXT is going to be on tomorrow too, which I don't. Are they going to see something with the ratings or something? I don't know. If they get better ratings on Tuesday, they'll just do that and let AEW do their Wednesday show. So we'll see. Impact Championship match, Eddie Edwards versus RVD. Eddie Edwards retained. Crazy Steve versus Johnny Slinger. Crazy Steve won. Brian Myers versus Willie Mack. Brian Myers won the match. Johnny Bravo, Lawrence D won the match. And the Knockouts Championship 30-minute Iron Woman match. Although they call it Iron Man, I say Iron Women. So Deonna Purrazzo versus Jordynne Grace. Deonna Purrazzo versus Jordynne Grace. Deonna Purrazzo, I think she won, was it 2 matches to 1 in that 30 minutes, so she retained the title. Something that I just got, it's like another news. So, sadly, the Netflix canceled the Big Show show due to poor ratings. The show was not that bad. Like, although I didn't get the chance, you know, finish watching the show. So, apparently, Netflix had canceled that. And I don't know, like, what do y'all think that the Big Show was missing? Was it because of just whatever the case may be? So just put your comments on the WFSO chat on Twitch and just let me know. So I feel sorry for the Big Show. Like I said, it was okay. It wasn't like it was sucky or anything like that. So it was okay. But I guess other people see otherwise. Anyways, NXT, we have a new tag team champions. Breezango defeated Imperium. Tommaso Ciampa made his return win against Jay Atlas and won. He kind of beat the crap out of him afterwards. Charlie Blackheart versus Mia Yim. Charlie Blackheart have won the match. Kyle O'Reilly defeated Drake Maverick. Santos Escobar defeated Isaiah Swerve Scott for the Cruiserweight Championship. He retained. And the main event was the tag match of Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez versus Io Shirai and Rhea Ripley. Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez won the match. AEW's Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match they had was Natural Nightmares versus Young Bucks versus Best Friends versus FTR. FTR won that match. Lance Archer versus Maluta. I believe that's right. Lance Archer won that match. Eggman tag with the Lucha Bros and the Butcher and Blade versus Drake and Sonny Kiss, Brian Pillman Jr. and Griff Garrison. Lucha Bros, the Butcher and the Blade won the match. Dick Swole had a handicap match against Rebel, Penelope Ford, and Britt Baker, which Dick Swole won, and I think she get her hands on Britt Baker on at All Out. And the main event was the tables match, Matt Hardy versus Sammy Guevara. Sammy Guevara did win that match. Out of SmackDown for the Intercontinental Championship match with Jeff Hardy defeated Shinsuke Nakamura to retain the title. Matt Riddle beat Shorty G. Braun Strowman beat Drew Gulak. Cesaro beat Kalisto. And Big E and Heavy Machine defeated Sheamus, John Morrison, and The Miz. Now let's get to the Payback pay-per-view, which I'm gonna rate on. The pre-show match was Iconic versus Riot Squad. Riot Squad did win that. United States Championship match with Bobby Lashley going against Apollo Crews. Bobby Lashley is the new United States Champion. I guess I was wrong on that prediction because I thought Apollo Crews was going to retain. So I was wrong about that. One of the matches they added on there over the weekend was Sheamus versus Big E. I did pick Big E to win, and he did win. Team Corbin versus Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle won that match, and I was right on that one. The Women's Tag Team Championship, Bayley and Sasha versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Like people were saying that it was an awesome match. As you heard Hazel was talking about earlier, that that was an awesome match. Keith Lee versus Randy Orton. I thought Randy Orton was going to win, but apparently not. With pay-per-view debut, Keith Lee had won the match. A tag match with Seth Rollins and Murphy versus Rey and Dominik Mysterio. Rey and Dominik Mysterio, they got the win. And the main event was the Universal Championship No Holds Barred match with The Fiend Bray Wyatt versus Braun Strowman versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns didn't come in for like the last second, doing anything like the wreck everything, and he is now the new Universal Champion after Bray Wyatt won it last week. Kind of weird, but so. And like I said, but like what was with like Roman's deal, like is he a heel, is he a face? Like some people think he's turning heel, but like I said, going with Paul Heyman and all that stuff, that's still not enough for me to say that he's a full blown heel in my opinion. I think that if they do something with him on SmackDown, maybe different fans or wherever the case may be, that make him like a full-blown heel, then I would believe it. But right now, I don't believe it, and it's like kind of hard to point out that if he's a heel or not. Next Raw, Keith Lee versus Dolph Ziggler. Keith Lee won that match. Was it having the advance to the number one contender triple threat match? Big James defeated Lana. Randy Orton defeated Cameron Owens for him to enter in the number one contender's match. On 15th, had the Hurt Business versus Viking Raiders and Cedric Alexander. Cedric Alexander and Viking Raiders won. Seth Rollins versus Dominik Mysterio. Seth Rollins advanced to being in the number one contender's match. R-Truth versus Akira Tozawa, although it's kind of funny how they did it with the 24/7 championship. Snuck around. Referee was right there. R-Truth pinned Akira 1-2-3 and just took off with the championship. So I guess what they just said for the 39th time, he is the 24/7 champion. Tornado Tag, the Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza. This ended up in a no contest because Retribution had interfered in the match, and it seemed like Angel Garza got I guess delayed from the Bachelorette. From the Bachelor, I believe. I forgot her name, but he got her and left, and when they saw Retribution again backstage, he took off and left her, and it looked like they really didn't do anything, but crazy enough. And the main event was the number one contender triple threat match, so the winner will face Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship at Clash of Champions. Randy Orton versus Keith Lee versus Seth Rollins. Decent match. Randy Orton did win the number one contenders match, pinning Seth Rollins. So, like I said, decent Raw, but also they did have Apollo Crews going against Shelton Benjamin in the Raw Underground. They also had Titus O'Neil doing a couple of matches on Raw Underground and women. And a couple of ladies matches they had a wall on the ground too, so I don't know, but in my opinion, I think Raw's gotten a little bit better. It's like, because honestly, this could be, because what they're doing right now could be pay-per-view worthy compared to what they did, like, last night. We're only having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matches within, like, 2.5 hours. Which don't make no sense. I'm sick of them having, like, end of the pay-per-view at 9, and they can't end it at 10 o'clock or, like, 10 o'clock our time, or 10 o'clock Central, I should say, or 11 p.m. Eastern. They just couldn't end that, but I guess I'm just sick and tired of it, that they really needed improvement in their pay-per-views while they're ending it so short. And some of the matches, like, ended so quick, which is kind of sad, which is just, like, why? Pay-per-view overall, I'm going to give it, a 6 out of 10. So I just thought that that would probably be a better rating for it. Be 6 out of 10. I said Raw was good this week. Summer SmackDown Wild Tour was good this week. As much as I saw from AEW, that was decent. NXT was good as well. But, I guess that would be it for that part. Just give me a second. We're going to talk about male and female wrestlers of the week. So just give me a second here. I'm just going to go on to the group. Okay, so wrestlers of the week are The male is Roman Reigns. And female wrestler of the week is none other than Asuka. So congratulations to them two for being wrestlers of the week. Let's see, I think we might just end it a little early because it's just been a crazy day around here, and I'm just, like, really tired and probably going to do what I need to do and go to sleep, whatever. Hazel Show will be this Wednesday, so I will be on there and probably just talk about stuff as she talks about anything and anything. With the other show coming up with guests that I have for the Mike Owens show. So we're full for the next month and a half. And if you know, like, a guest or a wrestler or anything that, you know, anybody that wants to be, like, part of the show or wants to be a guest on the show, let them know. Let me know through here on Twitch. And also, you can let me know through Wrestling Fans Speak Out group or on WFSO Radio Network as well. Let's see. WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. I know I got to update that website. I got to do it tomorrow since we're going to jump into September, and this is the last day of August. Look for Legacy Pro Wrestling Showcase of Champions 5 at the Root Center in Franklin. Check them out this Saturday. I think the start time of the show is 7:30 p.m. So there's a lot of titles that they're gonna have there, and some that's gonna be on the line, and most of Legacy Pro Wrestling titles will be on the line. There's a possibility I may go to that show, and we'll just see how it goes if I go to that show or not. And the All Out pay per view is this Saturday as well. What's going to happen is I'm going to do a video either Thursday or Friday just talking about the matchups and who I think is going to win the matches from that pay-per-view this coming Saturday. But anyways, we're just going to leave it here, and you guys, y'all have a good night, and y'all get to hear from us this Wednesday, and like I said, a lot of stuff is coming up in September for the radio network, and also we're going to start to do, like, maybe selling merch if you guys are interested in that too, like t-shirts, hats, or caps, or whatever the case may be, if we can find it. So hopefully, if you do, it'll be on there. We'll have it on there on the website and stuff like that too. But anyways, like I said, we're just going to end it here, and thank y'all for watching on Twitch. And I also want to thank people from Twitch that was watching the Payback Watch Along last night. So it was a lot of you that viewed it. So I appreciate and hopefully making this channel grow is the same thing for, like, getting more listeners for Block Park Radio as well. So anyways, good night, Block Park Radio, and you get to you get to hear from us on Wednesday. So good night, everybody.